Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. Thank you for calling in to Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministries. And those who will download this program later, I'd like to thank you as well. My friends, tonight we're going to be studying in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. However, before we begin, let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We pray, Lord, the message you've given your servant to preach tonight, that the words come from you and not from me, Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever is listening to this program tonight will be touched and understand your word more, Lord. For we pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ, who reigns forever. Amen and amen. Let us begin reading the first verse of chapter 25. When the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamp, no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp. But while the bridegroom was delayed, and they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." But all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish virgin said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest those should be not be enough for us and you. Go gather to those who sell for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, also saying, "Lord, Lord, open up to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour which the Son of Man is coming." In Jesus' ministry, when he walked upon the earth, he used a lot of stories to get you and I to understand what he meant. In this story, he tells you and I, as the church, to be like the wise virgins in the story, to have yourself filled up. Filled up with what? The Holy Spirit for you and I, and always be ready for the Lord. For those who are foolish, who didn't have anything, they're the ones who didn't always have the Spirit within them. Thought because Jesus hasn't come yet, they had plenty of time to come to him until it was too late. So we can say is people waiting for Jesus coming, and when he does come, they won't be prepared. It could even be a story about when your life ends. You have no idea when your life ends, do you? Neither do I. I have no idea when my life ends. And you have no idea when your life ends. But if you decide to stray and do things of the world and thinking you have plenty of time to come back to Christ, well, you have no idea what's going to happen to you. You can have a stroke, and it may kill you instantly, and your heart gives that, and you die instantly. You may be in a plane wreck or a car accident, and you die instantly. And what if you decided to walk, do things, the things of the world, and you walked away from God during this time? The time that you had, that you could have had with God, is gone. And the blessings and your heavenly home will be gone from you because you decided to live for the world and not of God. But if you live for God, if you live for Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit would be living within you. With the Holy Spirit living within you, if you were to die today, as I speak, your home will be in heaven because you knew Christ would be coming at any time. And that's how we're supposed to live every day of our life, that he'll be coming. Yes, he'll come and take his church one day, but if you die at this moment, he'll come for you right at that moment and bring you to his home, which is in heaven, to the home he's prepared for you. Isn't that something? Well, always be prepared for the Lord. Do not stray away and think, well, he hasn't come for all these 2,000 years, so I could have my earthly fun and do what I want to do. I could go out there and maybe get drunk. I could go out there and maybe get high. I could go out there and convert and do debauchery things out there. But the only problem is, if you were to die while you were in these acts of doing it, ask yourself this question. Will heaven be your home? Or just driving in your car and you start thinking about sexual thoughts about the other opposite sex, and you start thinking about it. Think about this. If you died in a car crash at that moment, will heaven be your home? When you read in 1 John, John tells you and I that if we live and walk by the Spirit, we are a part of Jesus Christ because we know him, because we're living our life like he did. But if we live by the flesh and do all the things of the world, we never knew the Lord. And the Lord will say he never knew us. We say, well, isn't he God? Doesn't he not know us? What he means is, he doesn't know us as part of his body. He knows who we are as living beings really on the earth. And if we're walking by the flesh, he's going to know us as the person who is walking by the flesh. He's not going to know you and I or walking in the Spirit if we are not walking by his Spirit. And that's a fact. Some people try to make excuses and think they can buy themselves into heaven. We see many mafia people who are in the mob, mafia funerals, where the churches get these big mafia guns, these big elaborate funerals. But if they weren't living for Jesus Christ, then they had their glory here on earth within that church, but they're not going to have glory in heaven. Because you have to have the Holy Spirit within you. And if you have the Holy Spirit living within you, you're not going to want to sin against somebody. You're not going to want to live a life of crime. You're not going to want to do evil things to people. You're not going to want to say things that are not of God. We're going to want to do things that are of God. Will we not now? We're going to want to bring people to Christ. We're going to want to live our lives pleasing to the Heavenly Father. We're going to receive the blessings and believe by faith that he will give us his blessings because he wants to give us his blessings. When God looks upon you and I who are saved through Jesus Christ, he's not looking at us to see, are you going to mess up and sin again? If you do, I'm going to put my big foot and stomp you on the ground. On the contrary, he's looking at you and I. He's wanting you and I to talk to him. He's wanting you and I to ask for the blessing he wants you and I to give. He wants you and I to ask so he can give it to you and I. Those blessings. And that's what he wants us, and that's what he wants to give you and I, because we are part of his family. And what kind of father wants to give gifts to his children? All fathers see here on earth, don't they not now? And our Heavenly Father is that way. He wants to bless us. What we're going to have to do is ask for it. And by asking for it, we have to live by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives within you and I. And that's what he wants you and I to do. And that's how he wants you and I to live. Now, if we come over here to the 26th chapter of Matthew and read 45 through 51, let's read what else does Jesus expect you and I, how we should treat one another in the world that we live on. Verse 45. Who then is faithful and wise servant? Let me read that again. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his house and to give food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom is the master, when he comes, will find so doing. For surely I say to you, he who makes him ruler over all the good. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come one day when he is not looking for him, and at that hour that he is not aware of, and he will cut him in two, and appoint him, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see what God doesn't want you to do? God doesn't want you and I to be the evil servant. The evil servant, because he began doing evil things to his fellow servant because the master didn't go as fast enough as he expected him to do. He began doing evil things. This we could say at times, we've known people in the church who believe this thought as well, yet they may deny it. And you say, well, what has someone in church done evil against anyone in the church? Well, first of all, we always find in our churches the town gossip. We all know the town gossip. The town gossip, he tells false stories behind your back and doesn't feel guilty about it. Wants to destroy your reputation within the church family. Doesn't care if you're ruined or not. And that is doing evil against your fellow brother and sister in Jesus Christ. Christ wants you and I to live as he lives upon the earth, as he lives now. Remember, Christ, we don't serve a dead Christ. We serve a living Christ. And he will return. Right now he's in heaven. But he will return. And somebody could be arrogant and say, well, he hasn't returned yet, so why should I worry about it? Well, he will return one day. It could be today. Could be tomorrow. Could be 10 years from now. But one day you will die. You may even die before the master returns. Day comes. When you die, you're going to have to face the master, will you not now? And if you do evil against your fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, is heaven going to be your home? Well, according to this, no. He's going to cut you out, isn't he not now? If he doesn't cut you out, same of it is, come to think about it, for you to return to him, it would be better if he cut you out while he was walking here on the earth, while you were alive here on the earth. I would rather be cut down right now if I was doing that, because I have a chance to think of what I did and repent and not do it again. The reason why I say that, because if I die, I don't have any second chances. My second chances are here upon this earth. And if I do something evil against somebody and I die, my home is not going to be in heaven. It's going to be in hell, suffering from him. Because I have that heart that said, well, my master hasn't come, Jesus hasn't come yet, so I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I think is wise in my own eye. Well, if I die, if I so happen to die, guess what? I miss out on my own blessings. I missed out on knowing my Lord Jesus Christ even more so while I'm in heaven. I'd rather be cut down right now if I was doing something evil against a fellow brother or sister in Christ. Because at least I'll have time to repent and realize what I did. So if you are that somebody who's been cut down by the Lord because of your own actions that caused you to sin because of your wisdom in your own eyes, and you did this, and now you're paying the price for what you did, rejoice because you have a second chance and you're alive. Repent of your sins and come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Father, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you forgive me, for I am a lonely sinner that had walked away from you, foolishly walked away from you. If I had not walked away from you in the first place, none of this would have happened. And thank you, Father, for cutting me down. Thank you, Father, for exposing for me being the hypocrite that I was. And I pray now, Lord, as I am now, pending of this sin, mold me, wash me as white as snow again. Renew me, Lord Jesus Christ, for I will never walk away from you again. For I will do things that are of you, that are of your will, not my own. For my will only cause me to fall away. And what I've done will be exposed to the other people, because it was rightly so that what I did should be exposed because I did wrong. But if I, but Lord, by coming back to you, I'll be right in your eyes again, and you'll mold me and you'll make me, and you'll help me be a better witness for you, and help me be a better witness to others who have fallen away like I did, but I may help them come back to you, Lord, because I'll be a good witness for you to bring them back to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you could say to your Heavenly Father. The fragment is to be chastised by the Lord is a good thing. To be punished by him on the earth is a good thing. Because I'd rather have my judgment now where I could come back and have repentance and start anew in the Lord Jesus Christ than being foolish and never coming back and making my choices by falling away from him. In death and being away from him forever, because death in hell means death in spirit, which I will never receive his light and glory again as a self that he gave me upon this earth. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, he renews you and makes you whole again to repent. And don't be like the foolish servant who did evil. Do not be like the foolish virgin who came unprepared with their oil for their bridegroom. Be full of the Holy Spirit and be a good servant to your fellow brothers and Christians, sisters in Jesus Christ. Do not do evil against others. Do not do evil against your fellow Christians. Do not even do evil against someone who is not a Christian. But pray for their souls, for those who are saved, so that they come to Jesus Christ. And pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ to continue growing in the name of Jesus Christ. And let them know more about his blessings. And pray for the more of the blessings that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give to them. When you do that, you're doing right in your Father in heaven's eyes. And Jesus will always know who you are through his body. And he will say, come in, come in, O good and faithful servant. For you did all these things to me in my name. So be a wise servant. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Be what he wants you to be. And do not be foolish in how you conduct yourself in your walk with him. or in your ministry. Walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be faithful in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friends, if you need a church you need to find to go to help you grow, find a church out there. Find a church out there that has the Holy Spirit living within it, because the people have said, yes, Lord, come into our church. Come be a part with us, Lord Jesus, as we praise and worship you on this Sunday morning person who comes to church. Find that church that is yearning and hungry for the Lord's Holy Spirit to live within them, who wants his blessing. And that's the church you should go to, and find that church. The ministry I have on this Blog Talk Radio is an evangelism. It's not a church. But that's what I'm saying. Find yourself a church that has the Holy Spirit living within it. And go to that church, because you need fellowship with your fellow Christians. That's what you need to do. I'm just evangelizing to you who are saved and are not saved, to help you grow in Christ and help you come to Christ. And when you do this, when you come to Christ or you grow in Christ, find that church that has the Holy Spirit living within it. Find that pastor that is so in fire and in love with the Lord that you see miracles coming through him by the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to that pastor and listen to him preach. Have fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and have happy fellowship with them, and grow in Jesus with one another. That's what you need to do, my friend. And keep on growing with Jesus. Do not let your hearts grow hardened away from the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, Jesus already explained to us what happens when people believe. They have plenty of time to come to him. Never thinking, yes, Jesus has taken a long time to come, but that's okay, because you know why? Because he only knows there is one person. The Father in heaven knows it's that one person he wants that is out there. It'll be the last Gentile. I have no idea who that last Gentile is that is going to be around the world. It could be 100 years from now. But that one Gentile will say, yes, Lord. And that's when the Heavenly Father will tell the Lord, Jesus Christ, to come and get his church. But as we wait for the Lord to come, our days are numbered as well. We have no idea when we pass away. And if we pass away in our sins, like the foolish virgin and the servant here, foolish servant, we're going to be cast out, because we lived our lives living for the earth. We let the world rule us. We did things that were unpleasant to our Lord Jesus Christ, and we did things that were not good to the Lord. And by living that way, what do you think is going to happen? Well, we're going to be cut off, because, yes, the Lord will know who we are, but he's not going to know us through the body, because if you're part of the body of Christ, we do not sin against anyone, not even against a non-believer or one who is our brother and sister in Christ, because you cannot do evil against someone who is part of your family. Otherwise, they never were part of your family in the first place. But not doing evil against someone who is not part of the body of Christ, if we do evil against that person who is not part of our body, we'd chase them away from ever coming to Christ. And that'll be our judge right there, because we decided we were going to turn that person away from Jesus. We don't want to do that. We want to bring them to Jesus. I'm not saying being a wimp and that they curse Jesus out. No, we defend Jesus. Sure we do. But we do it with love, and we try to bring them to Christ, explain to them how our Lord wants us to be part of his life, because that's how he wanted man in the first place, to always be part of his life. Not to be separated from him, man, and to be a part. And through Jesus Christ, we are a part of the body of Christ. My friends, I'm going to stop here for tonight. And Thursday night at 6 p.m., I'll be on the air again, God willing, unless something comes up, which I hope not. I said I won't be on the air. I'm just saying that in case something happens. But remember to call the number if you want to call in. 773-897-6190. Join the rest of us to have fellowship with and listen to the Lord's word. And remember, when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, let His Holy Spirit live within you. Don't be afraid of it. And whatever gift He were to give you, accept it. Live your life the way the Lord wants you to live. Tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Treat Christians as brothers and sisters of Jesus. Treat those who are not part of the body of Christ with love and courtesy, because that love and courtesy may bring them to our family. In the name of Jesus, let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever is listening to this program, if they are part of the body of Christ and we're starting to feel a stalemate in their life, we pray that tonight that stalemate will be over, that they'll let you in, they'll let your spirit, your Holy Spirit live within them, and they'll feel complete and whole again. Pray for those who are lost, who are looking for a home, your home, Lord Jesus Christ. That they'll accept you, Lord Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. My friends, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life, and may we meet again this Thursday at 6 p.m. I say this in the name of Jesus. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life. In the name of Jesus, amen.